Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 22nd. Joining us this morning is St. Bernard's principal, CEO, good guy, icon, and masthead, Paul Shanahan.
Brian, good to see you.
Yeah, at least you're not on the logo, huh?
Never will be.
Yeah, good.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Never find you hanging on that cross. Huh?
Well, we just carry them.
Oh, all righty, Winston, why do we say it?
This is a pretty simple one.
Oh, come on, that's loaded, Winston.
How did the thimble get that name?
Thimble.
What does it mean? Cap in Scottish or something?
Cap. Yeah. Cap on the finger.
Yeah.
Yep. I like cap.
Okay.
You live with two sewers. It should have been obvious. The thimble was at first worn on the thumb, and since it's shaped like a bell, it was called a thumb bell.
Well, Winston, there's nothing easy about that.
Yeah. That's like five separations from normal. Worn on the thumb
bell. Thumb bell. Do you have your? Can I borrow your thumb bell, please?
Yeah. One size fits all. Whoops.
No. Not they're not fitting our thumbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the thumbles I've seen.
Kind of like was it the Japanese gals that had their feet bound?
Oh.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, no. Just not fun stuff.
Yeah, my size 15. That would, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're 2.7½, so that's probably what you'd end up with, huh? Oh, my. So how's life behind
that? It's been great. It's been actually fun, and we're happy to get through 4 weeks of in-person instruction at St. Bernard's. That feels great.
That was achieved or achievable?
It was achieved. Both those things. You know, we're taking it one day at a time, and you just don't know. And we're following all the protocols and being as safe as possible. But, you know, with all that said, you know, we could have gone 2 weeks and then had to go remote for 2 weeks. So it was nice to do four weeks, build community with the students, and kind of establish the momentum.
So what is the morning protocol? Do the kids have to come in and everybody gets hosed down and whatever the stuff is, or walk through the mist or the temperature?
Right. That's a great question. Public health recommends that we maintain cohort stability as best we can. So we have four different entrances. And so if you were, say, a seventh grader, you have an entrance that you're using every day. And as you come in, a staff member is meeting you with a thermometer. They're asking you the screening questions. They're taking your temperature, and in you come.
The thermometer is one of those.
Yeah,
touch the forehead.
It's touchless. From distance. Yeah.
Oh. Whoever made those is not only making a fortune, but I think they will forever more.
And I can both agree. Yes.
We don't have to put it under the tongue.
No. Or let's stop there. Thank you.
That's as far as I was going, man.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So then when they come into the building, then they're kind of shepherded into certain areas?
Right. So the sixth grade is only with sixth graders all day. Seventh grade is only with seventh graders all day. Same with eighth grade and even ninth grade. So once you get to 10, 11, 12, you have classes where they're just going to, you know, there's an AP course that's going to have multi-levels. And so that cohort is a larger group.
Right. A little bit different, but I would imagine the numbers are more manageable than...
Well...
Because you're chopping them...
I think in general, a standard classroom at St. Bernard's with distancing can hold 14 to 18, depending on the size of the room. And then the larger spaces like our library, the auditorium, can handle a few more. But for the most part, yeah, classes are kind of right around 20.
I was going to ask you if you're using the auditorium and the library as teaching facilities. Mm-hmm. or
right. The freshmen have this. We have this beautiful large library space, and they have that space, and there's a lab space adjacent, and then a grotto. So they have this kind of little, it's almost like it was designed for them. The issue, of course, you start school as a freshman in high school, you want that high school experience. Well, what they're getting is a freshman experience. They're not connected with the rest of the high school in the way they normally would be.
Well, not being stuffed in garbage cans is not a bad thing. That's okay.
I'd like to see the garbage can that you fit into. I don't know that ever happened to you.
I always managed to avoid that. Yeah.
They didn't make lockers that large?
I'm not sure. When I was going to Zane, that was the big deal. I was a sixth grader.
Okay.
Or seventh grader, pardon me. And it just never really... Mm-hmm. Now, they may have looked and gone, okay, never mind. Walked on. I get that one.
Looked up. They looked up and said, no, I don't think
yeah,
so.
So what are some of the other changes? I mean, if somebody went there 2 years ago and then we're going through today, other than the entrances and the segregated part.
Right, you have
part.
Masking, 100% masking inside the building. So that's new. You have these, it's kind of, you know, normally the teacher desk might be at the back of the room, the teacher's in the front of the room. Now they have kind of a teacher bubble. So it's at
kind
one
like
end.
Teacher in the round kind of thing?
Teacher in the round. You've got your space that has your desk, and for the most part, you know, you're not going to be, you know, you want to help the students and be right up, you know, right there with them at their desk, but we're maintaining distance even in the classroom. And because it's a large building, we've got just about 6 feet of space between the desks, which you would never usually see in a classroom. Windows are open, doors are open. You wouldn't normally see that. And then you've got these filtration systems running all day in the rooms, flipping the air over. And we've added some technology. We've got these interactive panels that are really nice and help bring in, because we do have some remote learners, whether, say, you had a headache and you've got one of the symptoms, well, you feel good enough to study, so we're going to bring you in the class. And so a little bit of technology as well, which
so it's kind of like a game show.
It is.
You've got the audience, you've got the guests, and then you've got those that
right,
are kind of right
yeah,
there.
It's like okay. A game show. And I think circus, I think we can use that. You know, No,
that's the tent outside we were going to get to next.
Okay. That is another thing that would look different is the back parking lot has tables, chairs spread out. So if a teacher wants to bring their bio class outside, they can do that. The stands are used for classrooms. We've got a donated tent from the Harper family that a whole class can fit under. And so it's not unusual to go outside and see two or three classes spread out in the open air under the blue sky.
No, it works great today. Okay. Uh-huh. Plus 3 months,
right?
You still gonna take a shot at that during the damp season?
what's nice is we've learned that kids don't melt in the rain, which is nice. You know, there are places where that's not always the case. They think kids will actually melt in the rain, but we'll break them up. We'll use the gymnasium, we'll use the dormitory, we'll use the auditorium space. We have some big, long hallways. You know, so there are ways to give students a break and still have them not on top of each other.
Sounds like you got plans.
Just a couple.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. Paul, so the normal experience isn't.
Right.
The experience is becoming normalized.
Right.
Okay. As far as what the kids' output is, what the expectations are, have those changed at all because of this? I know at the state level things are kind of going goofy and sideways, but as far as St. Bernard's itself.
Right. I think the teachers have such a high bar that my message to them for weeks now has been, you don't have to get over the highest bar. I mean, we're building community, we're challenging students, we're in person, and just work your magic. You know, they're there with you, the teacher, so don't put additional pressure on yourself to try to maintain the exact same pace when everyone's in a mask, the spacing's different, the rotations are different, the schedules, there's so much different. Don't expect the same, but in being different, there's opportunity. And what I've noticed is just this focus. Again, students were off since March. I mean, they've come in, and the honeymoon period, if you want to call it, is 4 weeks long. I mean, they're just coming in and they're getting to work. And there's been one discipline issue in 4 weeks across 230 kids. I mean, the kids are happy to be there, and we're getting emails from parents just about every day thanking us for being in person and thanking, and not just because they have time, it's they're seeing a change in their students. I had one parent last week say, you know, my son and daughter are back. And that's a huge thing for parents.
Oh, okay. So they were kids that were already going to school.
But
with all the challenges that were going on,
March, yeah,
things started.
Well, then you're back in community. Well, you get back in community, and even though you can't see the smile, you can really, you know, the interactions and the support and people, happy to see you, all that builds up.
Yeah, there's still body language.
It all builds up, and it's part of growing up. And so where it is possible, and I know it's not possible everywhere, but where it is possible, there are a lot of benefits to being there in person.
The feedback that you're getting, last time we got together or we were talking to each other, that's kind of what we do here. Mm-hmm. You had indicated that school was close to carrying capacity or had just crossed it. What has been the reaction from the community and from the student community as well about this? Is it a relief? Is it nice? Is it a semblance of something that feels normal?
They are so thankful. The students are very thankful to be there. And as different as it is, it feels fine, right? By week four, it just feels like school. And you start to forget you're wearing a mask. You start forgetting that you weren't always spaced out quite this far. So the kids have been great. I think the community has been very interested. We've got waiting lists at every grade level. And I'd love to let all these kids in, but that's part of the system and protocols is maintaining the space, maintaining
three more
the cohorts. No, you're not the first to suggest we bring in a bunch of tents.
Yeah.
And then you're bringing in new staff. So we've posted some positions. We'll see. I'd love to get those kids into school if I could, but I have to have the focus on the teachers we have, the students we have, and do the best we can.
With the coloring that we are, whatever the color
right,
is.
Right, right, right.
If we go to that other one, the better, going in the right direction.
Oh, in the right direction. Okay, good, good. Going green, going green, going yellow to green, okay.
Does that then allow you to have a higher concentration in the classrooms, or does that mean everything's all over? I mean,
that's a great question. I think public health will give us that guidance, and public health has been amazing, responding to emails within an hour, within 2 hours, we hear back. And so we'll be cautious, but at the same time, we'll take whatever we're given and run with it. So if that is the opportunity, if it looks like we're going to be green for a while, that would certainly be an opportunity.
That's the key, a while.
Right.
Because you can't hire up and then kick them out or that kind of stuff. That becomes really challenging.
It certainly does. It certainly does. And trying to look long-term, and that's part of it, right? It's not just like a lot of the universities are going to send kids home at Thanksgiving and not let them back till the new year. That's just part of their schedule. Because they know kids travel at Thanksgiving, so they're not going to re-expose the community. You're just going to go home and, you're done. So we don't have that. We'll be bringing students back. And so you just don't know what the future holds enough to look too far ahead. And that's where it's kind of day by day, do the best you can in the moment and then just evaluate and react.
Now, one of the things, you have an awful lot of hours spent off campus in some of the classrooms. Has this changed that dynamic?
That's a great...
Or is it, we're not going to go out to the tide pools. We're going to go out to second base in the baseball field and look at whatever might happen.
Yeah, what you're alluding to is, I have a teacher that averages about 100 field trips a year with her marine bio and chemistry courses. What the teachers have come up with is a model that involves parents driving to locations after the school day. And so that allows kind of the spreading out of students. We're not throwing them all into one or two vans. They're coming with their cohort, their family cohort, and getting dropped off at the marsh or the dunes, having class with their AP environmental teacher, and then getting picked up by their parents.
So it's kind of like a college lab.
It's very
you
much
go out to
right.
And we'll meet everybody out there.
Right.
And
for some of our seniors, senior classes, permission from the parents to have them drive. They live in Arcadia. They're going to go to the marsh. We'll see you at the marsh.
Yeah. So it's actually that's kind of cool. It's like kind of like a pre-college,
rather
than a high school.
Everything from even the way the schedule's set up with 85-minute blocks and just having a rotating three-class block. It is going to set them up fine for college,
which is kind of cool.
It is cool because they're capable, right? You have to manage your time. You have to organize your time. And you have to communicate. I mean, that's...
Now, what about for the teachers? Is this more challenging on the grading? And obviously, the in-class participation is a different aspect also.
Everything is challenging with this model because you are under stress with the mask. You're under stress reminding students you're under stress, reminding yourself not to just go in and help Brian, because Brian, you know Brian needs you, you know, Brian needs you on his shoulder right now, and you can't do it. So that's that constant pressure. And so in week four, they're conditioned, right? They're doing well, but
the dogs are starting to get trained.
But it's exhausting. And so to your question, there are challenges all over, and constant. My job is to constantly come back and look at what we can do differently.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan, principal, et cetera, at St. Bernard's High School.
Yep, and Academy. We go down to sixth grade now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a preschool.
Good stuff. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Paul, as you consider some of the changes now for the second half of the academic year, okay, athletics certainly is...
Right.
Well, some may say it's in keeping with the proper priority as it should be. And others are going, hey, we're missing a big chunk of what normal is. You know, we kind of see it a little bit with professional sports, but they've gone off on some of the social commentary, and that's influenced things also. What kind of sense do you have for the winter? A lot of different businesses are having to do different in the winter because it's wintertime.
Right.
Is that going to radically change the experience at school, or is it just a little evolution and you've already got things pretty well figured out?
Well, there's a lot of hope around starting sports in December locally, and going back to the comment about day by day, you just have to take it day by day. And what color the county is, what public health is telling us we can do, but that certainly would be a nice change for the community, whether the students can go to the games or not, or they have to watch them. Live stream, you know, which they could certainly handle. And then to the weather, your question is about weather. I mean, we're blessed at St. Bernard's, and then we'd have a lot of indoor space, large indoor space. So it's just a torrential downpour. The kids will stay dry. We can still spread them out. But, you know, if it's one of those days that we're known for, you know, bring your umbrella to school, get outside. You're going to want the fresh air, because that's when you can take your mask off. You can go outside and take your mask off. So am I going to remember my umbrella? Yeah, you bet I'm going to remember my umbrella. I get to go outside and get some fresh air and take
Might
my mask off.
Might even have one in the old locker.
Right. So I envision, you know, this, and then you got your social, everyone's got their golf umbrella, they're socially distanced, they're doing fine outside.
You bump.
Right.
You know, except you get some of those short people that like to be clowns and they hit you in the chest.
Everyone's short to you, Brian. So yeah, I think you just called everyone, all your listeners, clowns. I don't know that you can do that.
Well, what is I forget who the artist was, Send in the Clowns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring them all around.
We'll have some fun.
There will be changes. I think we'll continue to monitor how things are going, but for this part, classroom instruction. You know, you build momentum. The classes are rolling. You're moving from unit to unit, objective to objective, and next thing you know, it's spring break. You know, Easter's here.
Don't do that. The social interaction. Are you still seeing the kids talk and kind of be
kids and be
part?
It's beautiful. It is so important, and it's great to see. And we. 80 plus new students, maybe 90 new students, and to see after, again, 4 weeks of instruction that folks are coming together and connecting. It's just one of the best parts.
Have you had a chance to have the family gatherings that typically happen around either sporting events or that kind of thing so that the families are starting to kind of familiarize?
We are using some remote meetings. Orientation, which is normally in person, was remote. We have a digital newsletter. We've had some videos go out. But, yeah, no, that's a great point. That part of it, you know, I've heard more than one teacher on the phone with a parent say, well, we would have met in person, but we haven't. Let me explain. And so we'll have a virtual open house. We'll do what we can, but again, it's
eating
not
eating virtual
the same.
Food and drinking yeah. virtual drinks. Okay, good.
Well, that's the thing with a virtual open house. Parents can drink whatever they like at home. We won't be managing that.
You'd have one of those every week. It's not going to hit the bottom line at all.
Yeah, but parents have been great about reaching out to me and the team, you know, whether it's email or phone calls, and we use that information then to communicate back to everyone through that newsletter.
The PE, the physical activity stuff, is that something that is continuing to occur?
Yeah.
Are the
yeah.
kids being tasked with go out and walk, go see, explore,
no,
touch, run?
We're following
jump.
Guidelines, and you know, they're masked inside. They can be without masks outside if there's spacing, and they're sanitizing before, during, and after. So we are active. They're getting the sweat going, but it is different.
That's yeah. right. They don't do showers in high schools anymore, which is really kind of gross when you think about it. I don't.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. Don't climb in the car after practice. Go
right.
go use a shower head, and I'll see you in 15.
Yes. Yes. It's okay.
Still getting over that one.
Right. Well, think of all the manual laborers are out there today listening to us, and they don't get to take a shower midday. They take their shower at the end of the day. It's not the end of the world.
But they're not within 6 feet of somebody either.
Well, neither are my kids.
In
neither
warm
are the kids.
Setting. Okay. At the collegiate level, obviously the tests are going to be a little different. Have they
right.
waived that this year?
Most universities have waived. It's optional. So if you were able to get to Weaverville, I think next weekend and take the SAT, you can submit that to your schools, but it's not required that you have a test score for a lot of them. So it is going to be different. I mean, GPA is going to hold weight. Your essays are going to hold weight. The recommendations are going to hold weight. What the school, what's nice for St. Bernard's is we get to point to what our graduates have done in the past. So when you look at Berkeley, for example, the last seven kids have just done amazing. Not 5 of 7, but 7 of 7. And so that helps when we have those Berkeley applicants come in. They're like, oh, well, we're good. That kid, you know, we'll give them a chance.
Grease the skids, I believe, is what the
term
was.
Right, yeah. It's important, right? You're not going to get work done if you're not greasing the skids.
Hey, you know, as long as they don't not looking at Santa Clara, they're okay.
K-I-S. Go Broncos.
Yeah. It's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. Paul, considering some of the different challenges that are out there and the attempts to normalize in what is, when the kids go out into the community, you know, that's one of the beauties in the past is there's the alumni, there's support, there's all those types of things that are part of what the current classes get to experience.
Right.
At this point, maybe not so much so. Are they going to end up with a rounded, a full, a total SB experience? I'm sensing yes, but it'll just be with a different flavor.
Right. Yeah, I think of all the hours folks have put in volunteering with Betty Chin in the past and how wonderful the alumni have been as far as bringing people into their business. I think a lot of that is still going to be possible. I think, again, at a minimum, the virtual panels of experts coming in and sharing what they know with our kids. I mean, that we had on Friday, we had Virginia Bass, we had Senator McGuire, we had John McGinnis from Bear River, and all three were amazing talking about leadership. And you know, we were having ASB elections, and they were there talking about the importance of connecting and communicating and following through and hard work. And I mean, that kid after kid after that, felt it was so valuable. So even though they weren't physically there with us, they felt like they were there. So unfortunately, that may be the model you see more of this year, but there is value.
Right, you can
still
build
value
up off of that also into the future. What about the international kids? That's been a key player in the St. Bernard's family. Still there, still present?
Yeah, you know, I love that we have that aspect of our school. It's part of what brought me from Seattle is knowing I'd have a this kind of reflection of the world at little old St. Bernard's. This year, no South Korean students this year, no Chinese students, which in times past would have a pretty huge economic impact on the school. But we have a foundation that's filling that gap no problem. We have some Vietnamese students who stayed in America with family over the summer, and so they were able to come back no problem. And a couple new students, there's a girl from Ethiopia, a senior, who's shooting for MIT. Who did really well.
Talk about shooting for the stars, huh?
Right. She was the head of her robotics team for her country. So she's pretty good.
Hopefully you didn't have to give her a really long test to accept that one, huh? Holy cow.
And so she came to us because, we were in person. And she wanted her senior year to be in person. And she, bright light. I mean, just – so there is this element of – international community that we do have, but it's 6 to 8 kids on campus, eight or so kids remote, and who knows, next year maybe we're back up to about 40 kids, but we'll see what the future holds. Good question.
That's so cool. Ethiopia. How'd she find you?
We have a couple marketing one niche is one way, and then just that international community is not super large, and so when you're looking for a dormitory on the West Coast, there aren't many St. Bernard's, St. Mary's in Medford, a couple other spots.
So you could do a couple cross-indexing, and pretty soon it's
right there.
Small pool.
Yeah.
I'm really curious for her. Okay, yeah. Now we're going to stereotype Ethiopia a little bit. Not a lot of coastline.
The ocean
and the beaches, what her thoughts are about that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see. She was out at Washington, D.C. for a lot of the summer, and just really bright, gregarious. And she's one of those people that comes into a community, and she's going to make the most of wherever she is, right? So, yeah, how do you not love Humboldt County? So right. She's going to take advantage. It's just we're blessed to be here.
Very cool, very cool. Thanks for coming by.
No, thanks for having me over.
All right, enjoy the sunshine. See everybody
tomorrow.
Or the rain.